Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette's 1995 breakthrough album, spoke to the angst of a whole generation. That album is now having its Broadway moment and connecting to the rage of a whole new audience. NPR's Denise Guerra spoke with the show's creators and got a sneak preview.
Diablo Cody was a teenager in suburban Chicago when she first heard Jagged Little Pill.
I spent the entire summer kind of screaming along to those songs in my car when it came out. It was just irresistible to me.
Cody is the Oscar-winning writer behind the movies Juno and Young Adult. To write her first musical, she went back to the tracks on Jagged Little Pill.
You know, a song like You Learn has this line in there about how, you know, I recommend biting off more than you can chew, and I still feel that way. And this show is proof of that. It's definitely more than I could handle.
What a jagged little pill. It feels so good.
Swimming in your stomach.
The musical is not about Alanis Morissette. Instead, it takes inspiration from the album to tell a story about new characters. The Healys are a picture-perfect American family. They look happy and successful, but privately, they are a mess. Dad's an overworked lawyer. The son struggles to please everyone. There's a rebellious adopted daughter, and there's mom, Mary Jane, played by an evocative Elizabeth Stanley.
I never forgot it, confusing as it was.
Mary Jane is coping with the trauma of a past sexual assault. To deal with it, she develops an addiction to painkillers. She's described as, quote, one salad from a psychotic break, but she's the image of self-control. That control is tested when a young girl in her community is attacked.
I think sometimes with trauma, we can sit on it for years.
That's Tony Award-winning director Diane Paulus.
That's what we've learned through the Me Too movement that has become so in our zeitgeist now, that you can have had a trauma 20 years ago and it can live inside you.
The musical first ran last year at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, but there were key changes made for Broadway. Paulus explains one pivotal scene depicting the young girl's sexual assault. Back in Cambridge,
sometimes we'd finish the number and people would start applauding. We cannot have applause there. It's this really devastating thing that's happening. And I know people are applauding, like, the virtuosity of the performance.
In the Broadway version, the scene is performed with a strobe light effect, resulting in only glimpses of the assault.
That was deliberate to have the audience go, oh, this is real, what's happening to her.
Jagged Little Pill is not just about sexual assault. Characters outside the Healy family are also going through pain.
I want you to know.
The character Joanne, or as she prefers to be called, Jo, has her heart broken by Mary Jane's daughter. In one of the best scenes of the night, she sings Morissette's iconic anthem, You Oughta Know, and had the audiences pumping their fists and dancing in their seats. Actor Lauren Patton sings it with harrowing ferocity. While culturally relevant, the musical attempts to tackle too many issues, something writer Diablo Cody acknowledges.
It really is like hashtag the musical, and I'm proud of that because it's so much. We have the opioid epidemic, the crazy political stuff that's happening, global warming, I mean, Me Too, all of it.
If all this seems like a lot, the show's creators are here to remind you of the mess and chaos that they felt in the 1990s. And that we're all still feeling it today. Denise Guerra, NPR News.
And don't be surprised if I love you for all that.